بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد أمين. Is there anyone among you who doesn't understand Arabic? Okay. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. For man. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth for man. Why? Because the time between the first day and the last day, all the creation was according to an divine order, and the creation of the last day was different. In the beginning, the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And this light could took, as it's written in the book of Genesis, one night and day. It could be 1,000 years, million years, whatever. On the second day, he said, let there be. The third day, let there be. The fourth day, until the last day, the sixth day. On the sixth day, the Lord did not say, let there be a man. But he said, we create. The man on our image and likeness. And he took dust, formed man. But for the first time, he breathed in the man, and he became living soul. This is the main difference between the creation of the whole creation, whole universe, and the creation of Adam. And then from Eve, he did not breathe another breath. It was just once living soul. He did not create Eve separate or on the same manner of the creation of Adam. But he created Eve from one of the ribs of Adam. And because he already gave the living soul to Adam, so the rib which was taken from Eve was living also. He did not breathe in Eve again. It is just one living soul. This is the main difference between the whole creation of the universe, heaven and earth, and the creation of Adam and Eve. That's why I said in the beginning that God created heaven and earth specially for man. And the proof of that, first, as I said, he created Adam and Eve at his likeness and image to live forever. This is, again, the main difference between the whole universe and Adam and Eve. The Lord created us to live forever. That's why you don't die. We do not die. At the end of the creation, when the Lord comes again to take us with him, God willing, all of us, to the kingdom of heavens, just before that, there will be no heavens, no earth, no sun, no moon, no stars. Everything will perish. And read Revelation 20, you find that. Everything around you. Why? Because everything was created specially for you. You are the master of this creation. And the Lord, because he created us at his likeness and image, we don't die, because God is eternal. God is without beginning and without end. No one will die. And no one died. But all the other creation died. No trees, no birds, no animals, no fish, nothing around us will live forever. You will live forever. And this was the aim of the Lord from the beginning, that he created all this creation for us to use it. What happened, unfortunately? The envy of the devil caused something, twisted the authority of Adam and Eve towards the universe. Instead to become the master and have an authority on the universe, now the universe started not to obey him according to his mind. That's why when Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord and took from the forbidden fruit, one of the very important results was that the land will not give you the fruits. It will give you a thorn. And you will labor this earth, you will labor in the farm with sweat and great effort to take your food. And because the man also disobeyed the Lord, the money which was supposed to be for you to use, now the result, many of those who disobeyed became slaves to this money, slaves to the position of the world, slaves to the bad desires of the world, slaves to everything they were supposed to be masters on. This is what happened. And that's why it was essential for the Lord to come and correct this great mistake, to correct the result of the original sin that Adam and Eve fell in, disobeying the commandments of the Lord. And if we come back to the history from Adam until Second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, we will find very few men. One day, after thousands of years from Adam to Noah, all the righteous people were limited to 8 persons, family of Noah. Noah, his wife, 3 children, and their wives. Where is the other creation? Nothing. None. And the Lord destroyed all the earth, saving 8 persons to restart the creation with again. Look at the Holy Bible from the Old Testament until the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will find what the Bible described, saying, Al-Gamia Zagu wa Fasadu wa Awazahum Laysa Man Yamal Laysa Wala Halas. That's why it was essential for the Lord to come again, not as a first Adam, but as a second Adam. And this is the meaning of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He did not come as a prophet. He did not come as a hero. He did not come as a conqueror. But he came as a savior. He came as a redeemer. He came as a corrector to the creation that he gave from the beginning, but it destroyed itself, unfortunately. The people destroyed themselves. And as the sin entered with one man, Adam, so the salvation was performed with the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to conclude what we started with, the Lord created the universe for you. And now the Lord created the mistakes, the great sins for you. And now the Lord is not only taking care of you, but the Lord dwells in your heart because you accepted him. You had faith in him. You confessed and declared that he is your savior and he is your redeemer. Now, St. Paul said, don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells in you? And this is the marvelous of the Christianity. The marvelous is that the Lord did not only come to save you, but he came to dwell in you, to behave in you. If you give him chance to speak on your mouth, to see in your eyes, to work in your hands, to go on your feet, then you will behave not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Where is the Spirit? Here. Here. That's why we live some years on earth, but helped so much with the greatest power, the greatest grace can every man in the whole world has. It's the power of the Holy Spirit, the grace of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the functions of the Holy Spirit, the virtues. In Galatians chapter 5 of the Holy Spirit, start with love. 9 virtues. You can live with them. That's why we say, those who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, will never not die. Will never be separated from God in the last day. This is the real meaning of death. The real meaning of death is not the separation of the spirit from the body, but the separation from the spirit and body from God. That's why we are not afraid of death, or what's so called in the world death. We are not. It's a bridge. Bridge. There is no death for your servants, but a departure. We depart from here. That's why every time we assemble around an event like that, celebrating the separation of the spirit of one of our beloved from the body, and letting or seeing the spirit coming out to the up to this paradise of joy, the state in which the righteous are awaiting for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to take us in the kingdom of heavens, which is not opened yet. All our beloved now are in the paradise of joy. You remember when the light thief said, "Remember me in your kingdom," the Lord corrected him, saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise," not yet the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven will be open when we take the glorified body, when our spirit, as Abuna Barsoom explained to us, when our spirit come from paradise of joy, take the body which made an effort, strived so much on earth, and prove that he is willingly want to inherit the kingdom of heaven with the Lord, by letting the Holy Spirit work in him and be active in him. In this moment, the Lord will come and take all of us and open. When I say open, it's not doors, it's a street. We will be glorified bodies. Then we will live forever. And this is what Abuna said, stopped at the word throne. The throne of the Lord is unlimited. There is no limit to the throne of the Lord. He is the Lord, and his throne is unlimited. So all of us, we live in the throne and around in the throne. It means we will live forever with him. Forever. Unlimited. All the universe that you see now will not be. There will be new heavens and new land, as the Revelation book says. That's why we bless, saying, "Blessed are those who live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." We pray from all our hearts for this soul to be accepted. We pray so much. That's why the Bible asked us to pray for one another. We pray for her, asking the Lord to open for her the state of the paradise of joy. And those who live this world ready will be very happy, where it will be very proud. And the angels and the saints, even the angels were created to serve you and to help you. And this is the definition of the angels, that they were created and be sent to those who are going to inherit the salvation. We pray from all our hearts for this soul, asking the Lord to accept her, because she suffered so much. And this sickness is called the sickness of paradise, because those who are suffering of this sickness prepare themselves for the paradise. We had one of our beloved people, young. He departed at 53 years. He spent 2.5 years preparing himself from the moment he heard that he is suffering from this disease. He put his eyes to heavens and worked for 2.5 years until he became very ready. And I'm sure that Gladys was taken by the Lord in the moment he found that she is ready. That's why we pray comfortably and believe that those who live in God will not leave God at all. We pray for you, and I'm sure that she is praying for you now. If you ask her to come back, she will refuse. She left everything. She left the sicknesses, she left the suffering, she left the... She is now over time. We are under time, but she is now over time, over gravity. We are now in gravity. Then the gravity pushes us to the earth. And take care. Do not let the gravity push you to the earth all time. She is now over this low. She is now in the paradise of joy with those who preceded her, awaiting for those who will come after her. We comfort one another with this speech, asking for everyone to be ready at any time, and asking for the family of the sympathy of the heart, the Holy Spirit, to fill their hearts. Because whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we give feeling, will be nothing compared to the real sympathy of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us pray.